For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. As Missouri prepares for its fifth execution in 5 months, the Missouri Supreme Court today set the date for another, continuing what could be a record year. Jeffrey Ferguson is scheduled to die Wednesday for abducting and killing a teenager in St. Charles County in 1989. His attorneys on Thursday filed appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that the execution be delayed until lower courts can decide if a stay should be granted. Ferguson's attorneys also claim that his conviction was based in part on false testimony from an FBI agent. The regional head of the Environmental Protection Agency is assuring Missouri's Attorney General that progress is being made at a St. Louis County landfill, where underground smoldering is just a few hundred feet from buried nuclear waste. EPA Region 7 Administrator Carl Brooks sent a letter today to Attorney General Chris Koster, noting that a construction agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers will soon be complete for a, quote, isolation barrier at Westlake Landfill in Bridgeton. The barrier will seek to provide reassurance that the smoldering will never make it to the nuclear site. Koster sent a letter earlier this week urging the EPA to move more quickly. The letter came a year after Koster sued the landfill owner, Republic Services, alleging violation of environmental laws. Senator Claire McCaskill says her staff is surveying college campuses to see what protections against sexual attacks are in place and how the institutions support assault victims. McCaskill, a Democrat, told the Kansas City Star Thursday that she's determined to make college campuses safer for women. She says that could entail tying federal funding for colleges and universities to how well those institutions report rapes and deliver certain services to female students. A January report from the White House Council on Women and Girls cited a 2011 survey that found 20% of women reported being sexual assault victims. McCaskill says after her staff completes its research, she plans to gather college presidents, the Association of University Women, and others in higher education to create a consensus for reforms. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf announced this morning plans for collaboration between Ellis Fischel Cancer Center and the MD Anderson Network. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is based in Houston. This center focuses on education, research, and professional training in advanced cancer treatment. Wolf said that he predicts this decision will play a big role in the advancement to eradicate cancer.
The University of Missouri and MD Anderson have a shared long-term goal to eliminate cancer and in the short term reduce the number of deaths caused by cancer. This collaboration between the university and MD Anderson Cancer Network is a significant step in that direction.
MD Anderson Network's Executive Vice President Thomas Burke also spoke and said the University of Missouri is the first university to ever collaborate with the network. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.